how much did this bye week help you guys out, especially a guy like yourself?
I think it was big. I mean, it's what you try to succeed in the regular season for. I think every team, you know, obviously you want to make the playoffs first and win your division, but, you know, being able to be the top two seeds and get a week to rest up, to work on, you know, yourself as a team. And, you know, you don't have your playing to earn a right to play again the next week. So anytime you get an extra week, an extra couple of days, I think is huge. So obviously in this case, you know, with our team at this time of the year, you know, it seems like we really needed it from a physical standpoint. But even mentally, I think it's been key for us. Just we've been able to slow everything down, go back over the season as a total from the coach's standpoint to the players and try to fix things that have hurt us and you know, really focus going ahead on trying to do the right things.
So there's a lot more season-long review last week?
I mean, you always, whenever we get some extra time, whether it's a bye week, you know, I don't want to say, like, obviously we don't have time to dissect every single game, but, you know, it's definitely a focus on things we need to do better. So that goes from things that have hurt us with going into the season. I mean, throughout the season, things that we've done well that's really helped us. Just trying to zero down on those things as you go forward. You know, you don't have a next game, so you want your best to be out there every time you step on the field.
Does it even help that it was done Saturday night, you even have that extra day Sunday to start zeroing in specifically on Kansas City?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I know from a player standpoint, I think our coaches do a better job of being able to, you know, I'm sure last week, probably throughout the week, they were watching all three teams that week possibly. But as players, you know, especially for myself, I don't like watching, you know, a bunch of different teams. So, you know, we were all waiting until Saturday to see, you know, who you had. So Sunday was great to start getting ahead. You know, obviously we watched, most of us watched the games live, but again, being able to go back and watch the Houston and Kansas City game and then watching a couple more games, getting ahead of watching film. So it was huge just having that extra day. But I think Bill always says it to us, the extra week, the extra couple of days are only important if we use them. So I think this team is a veteran team that tries to show the way to the younger guys and did a good job of trying to take advantage of it.
How difficult is it for you guys on defense to protect against Alex Smith, especially with the arm and running? And
yeah, I mean, he's another one of the quarterbacks throughout the NFL that are just dangerous to play from a standpoint of he's very smart in reading coverages and understanding. So that's where you can see his physical ability of being able to scramble and run and make plays with his legs. He's not always just dropping back and trying to run. He kind of knows what coverage, when he can run, when he should just stay in the pocket and get the ball to the open guy. So he's definitely going to be a tough challenge to go along with, you know, all the other quarterbacks we face this season. He creates that challenge of, you know, understanding what defenses are throwing at him, where to get the ball to, and then also understanding when he can affect the game by being a runner.
How much does Kansas City make you defend in terms of the different concepts they incorporate? Not only the zone read, but the other aspects of their offense, the misdirection plays, the traps, the screens. They've thrown the ball, it seems, more downfield this year than perhaps in the past.
Yeah, I think, you know, they do a little bit of everything. You know, when you first watch them, you think of them trying to just control the game with the passing game, and then you see, you know, a series of plays out of shots down the field. I mean, even in the Houston game, the one where they missed by a yard, you know, the guy runs a good route and gets open. So you definitely have to cover in space, whether it be, you know, a running back, Kelsey, the tight end, a receiver. They do a good job of spreading the ball around and getting, I think, guys in positions to be successful. So I think when you play an offense like that, it's not as easy to say, you know, this is what they did against Houston, or this is what they did against this team, so this is who they are, this is what they do. You know, they have that ability to, you know, this is a weakness of a defense, let's attack this. This is our strength, let's use that. So defensively, it's going to definitely be, you know, you got to put a lot of hard work and time, I think, in preparation, but you also got to be ready to adapt within the game. I think we talk about that a lot, of being able to adjust within the game and see how everything plays out. And what exactly they're trying to do to beat us, you know, rather than what they've done all season against teams that might not be like us, or, you know, they might have been at different stages of the season.
Yeah, a game from last September, does that still leave a sour taste in your mouth, or is that like ancient history at this point?
Yeah, I mean, the actual loss of the game, no, I could care less about. But, you know, I think it's always good to go back and see, you know, when a team has success against you, you know, it's not like we're just opposite ends of the spectrum of where we were defensively last year and this year. So, you know, I'm sure they're going to turn on the film and say this worked, that didn't work, you know, but these things did. Maybe we need to, you know, attack that and try it again or get to it in a different way. So I think that's always good to go back and look at just from a X and O standpoint. But the actual emotion of the loss, I could care less about.
What's the mood in the locker room like as you approach the playoffs? Obviously, a lot of guys in there have some experience, but a lot of new faces in there as well. I mean, is there a calming sense about the playoffs, or do you notice a little extra energy and maybe anxiousness this week?
Yeah, I think it's energetic. I think today guys had a lot of energy. I mean, you guys know how the week was last year where it was a little slower pace-wise, and I think guys came out today and was, you know, anxious to get back out there. You know, you watch four games throughout the weekend, playoff football, and you see, you know, how fine of a line it is between winning and losing. And I think that gives everyone a sense of urgency of, you know, we got to earn the chance to come back in here next Monday and you know, still be working this season. So I thought guys, you know, whether it's Tom, the oldest guy in the locker room, down to one of the rookies, the youngest guy, you know, a lot of energy today, knowing, you know, it kind of starts. You know, this is the buildup of going into the week and being ready. So we know each day we go out there and have a good practice, it gives us a better chance to go out there and win on Saturday.
They won 11 in a row, and you guys had an unusually rough December. This team's always been really great at finishing well. Is there any meaning to momentum, or does that not mean anything at this point?
No, I mean, I just look at this weekend. You look at Green Bay, who, I mean, the stats show, I think they lost the last two regular season games. They were terrible on third down. And then, I mean, you could argue and say they probably looked the best offensively out of all those teams. So, you know, it's tough. I think the regular season is obviously important to see what teams are doing. But when you turn the page and you go into the playoffs, you know, you got to win that night, that day, go out there and beat another team. And, you know, I think obviously for Kansas City, you know, coming off the 10-game win streak in regular season, they look just as good, you know, against Houston playing good football. And I think that's more important than the so-called momentum is, you know, we got to make sure that we go out there and play good football and not let them come out there and outplay us. So, you know, you have to watch the regular season to learn about a team and prepare. But I'm not a big believer in, you know, you play last week and that, you know, because you play well, it just happens again. I think, you know, they've done a good job preparing and playing their brand of football and, you know, imposing that on the other team each week.
When you're at home, like Saturday, on your couch, watching the games on TV with a limited vantage point that you get from those cameras, can that actually do you any good?
I watch more for situations. You know, I watch with a couple of the guys Saturday night, and it's funny, as things are coming up, we're talking about, like, we kind of hear ourselves talking just like Bill about a situation, not from a standpoint of watching and trying to learn X's and O's of, you know, during two tight end set, they're trying to do it. To me, it's hard to watch the game copies of that and see everything. But, you know, we're watching. It's like, you know, four down territory. You know, they don't need to get everything on third down. Maybe they'll probably go for it on fourth down, and then it happens. And, you know, and some guys are wrong, some guys are right. So I think we more watch from just situations and trying to learn from that standpoint of, you know, because anything can happen in these playoffs. So I think that's always a good thing when you're watching the games as a so-called fan.
With that in mind, Devin, do you also watch the games going discipline and obvious reference to what happened in Cincinnati and thinking there's no way in the world we can lose our cool and let those type of things happen?
Oh, definitely. I mean, that's important in the regular season. And, I mean, it's very important now because that's the difference between, you know, your season being over or you coming out of a tough game with a win and pushing forward and having another day to go out there and win the next round. So I think the good thing about this team is that's always very important. You know, it's always that choice of making, you know, yourself, putting yourself first or putting the team first and what might hurt the team but make you happy at the moment. So I think, you know, Coach Belichick talks about that all the way back in the preseason. And I think guys understand, you know, that's not really acceptable of, you know, whether it's personal foul or just a stupid play out there on the field. So I think obviously everyone sees it in a bigger moment in the playoffs, but I think that's always an important part of how this team is built.
Take a final question for Devin from anybody else.
Thank you. Okay.